You're listening to SBS News.
In the waters off one of Indonesia's islands, the rotting carcass of a sperm whale was found floating near the shores of Kapota Island. It's what was inside its stomach that's most disturbing. 25 plastic bags, 115 disposable cups, 4 plastic bottles, 2 pairs of thongs, and a nylon sack containing more than 1,000 pieces of string were recovered from its stomach. Together, the waste weighed 6 kilograms. Scientists say the whale's advanced state of decay makes it difficult to determine whether the plastic mass had caused the mammal's death, but they say no doubt it was a contributing factor. In June, a pilot whale died in southern Thailand after swallowing more than 80 plastic bags. Darren Grover, the head of Living Ecosystems at WWF Australia, says finding plastic inside marine life has become worryingly common.
We're facing a situation, particularly in Asia, but right around the world, where more and more plastic waste is ending up in the ocean and more animals are interacting with that waste, and sadly, in many cases, it leads to their death.
Indonesia is the world's second largest plastic polluter behind China. Mr. Grover says there's growing concern among environmentalists that countries need to act.
We've got a situation now where we're just producing and using so much plastic, and you know, the vast majority of this plastic is single use. It's used once and then it's thrown away, and if that's mismanaged, it ends up in the ocean.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.